right? Brachas davav mud base, right? The gagata that God wears tefillin. Let's go. On the bottom, Amar Biavin. Yeah? Amar Rav Avin, Bach Rav. Says Rav Avin, and this Bar Rav, son of Rav, Ada. Amar Yitzchak, the name of Yitzchak. Another Rav Yitzchak. We had an awesome Rav Yitzchak as well. I guess I had Rav Yitzchak once. Minayin, from where do we know Shakarish Baruch Hu Mniach Tefillin? Right? From where do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu wears Tefillin? Right? Shneimah, Nishba Hashem b'yamino. Hashem makes a shvua with his right hand. Ubazrua uzo. And with his rua, his left hand, is his strength. Right? B'yamino, in his right hand, what does his right hand represent? Torah. This is Torah. Shneimah, like it says in the pasuk. Miyamino esh dat lamo. From his right side, right, comes esh dat, the esh of dat, the esh of his teachings, lamo, to his people. Ubezrua uzo, and yeah, ubezrua uzo, and in his zrua, in his arm, which in this term means his left hand, uzo is his strength, elu tefillin, these are tefillin. So we see that Torah, we know Torah is esh. Torah of Eish is his right hand, and his left hand is his tefillin, right?
Right.
Now, obviously, you know, your hands
work.
Torah's Eish. Eish and Torah, right? You haven't heard of Eish and Torah? Torah's fire. Torah's fire. Torah's fire. Right?
Torah's water.
Eish Ochra, huh?
Torah's water.
Torah's water. Torah's also Nimshala Eish. Eish Dat Lamo. No, everything. Okay, if you want, you want me to explain the two concepts of Torah, I can explain to you.
Yeah.
The Zorara, the Torah of Eish and the Torah of Mayim. First, you have to understand that there's, we have Arba Yesodos, there's four foundations. Right? This is not what I intended to speak on, but okay, we'll speak it out. There are four foundations of a person. Two of them is Eish and Mayim. You have fire, water, you have fire, ruach, wind, Mayim, water, and earth. So, I want to speak about the two Eish. Eish, so the Rav Chaim Vital speaks in Sefer Shari Kedusha, so he explains that Eish is basically what comes from Eish. He speaks about the psodus, the bad that comes from Eish, the bad characteristics comes from Eish. So bad characteristics comes from Eish, it's control, right? Control of others, anger, gaiva, arrogance, right? That's what comes from Eish. Fire, right? Fire consumes everything, it makes everything into fire, it's completely controlling, right? We had a fire. Lord, anyway, there was a fire, right? It consumed everything. Everything became fire, right? Fire is... You can understand why anger is Eish. That's, you know, person gets angry, gets het up, gets fired up, right? His emotions overburst, right? Mayim is... You associate, Rabbi Chavital associates with taivas, with desires. She's got the bad aspect. Tivers and what is this? Tivers, achila, tivers, other tivers. I have a desire. Huh?
It's all connected. Our Bibles and
Zikr. I'm not sure if it's negative Arba Avos Nezikin exactly. There's a Chassam Sofer that speaks about the Arba Avos Nezikin that it's in terms of Ruchnius. I'm not sure if it's, it could be. I'm not sure. There's a Chassam Sofer. I don't remember now, but there is a Chassam Sofer that speaks on this. Now, okay, so let's go back. So Mayim represents Taiva's desires. Now, the Gror says in Eben Shlema that the Torah of Eish, what's the Torah of Eish? The Torah of Eish is the Torah of Pilpul Halachas. He says a person who has Tchunas Eish, this is the Gror says, a person who has Tchunas Eish, has the Midah of Eish, how should he use that Midah of fire that he has in him? He should be fired up in learning. You should be pilpul halachas, you should delve into learning, you should go into learning. People who have a tendency to anger or the tendency to control, they should be controlled, be controlling, but they should be in the learning. They should be fired up in their learning, right? With pilpul. You know what pilpul is? Like you're delving deep into the Gemara, right? That's the Torah of Eish.
Halacha,
pilpul halacha, the Gemara says. Halacha. Because also you have to understand that when a person passes halacha, there's a little bit of control. You come to a rabbi, ask him halacha, he tells you what it is. He's telling you what to do. And he'll be telling you what to do. You'll be listening to a rabbi, he tells you to do more than, you know, you listen to the laws of anything else, right? Because you believe that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to do. That's a malcha. Man malcha rabbanon. Who's a melech? Who has kingship? Rabbanon. The kingship over themselves. And we made it the kingship in their words. They paskin halachas. They tell, you know, they explain to you the rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? You understand? Yeah? Now, that's tuna of esh. Now you understand why Torah is that? That is a form of Torah called esh? There's a form of Torah which is Mayim. What does Mayim? Mayim represents, we already explained this, that taivas come from imagination. Your desires come from imagination. You imagine something, sometimes the imagination is better than the desire itself. You know, if you all imagine a Ben and Jerry's, you know, with a milkshake and a, you know, the, what is it, the kiwi, what can you remember? I don't know these things. Kiwi.
Key lime pie.
Key lime pie, right? Or a kiwi soft, what's it called? Smoothie or something, right?
Oh, you get right? Yeah, by Josh, it's just right.
Mm. It's so creamy and tasty.
Yeah.
It feels right. It's very
satisfying. The desire is even better. You ever smell bread? Bread, you pass angels, right? Oh, yeah, you just want to go and buy a loaf of bread, right? You pass that. When you actually eat it, it's not as good as the smell. No way. The taste of bread is good as the smell of bread. There's something more in the smell. Taivas are always like that. The desire for taivas is much greater than the taiva itself. Now, what's the Torah that connected there? So there's two types of Torah. Malchus in Torah is represented in Yehuda. The taiva, the desire for Torah, is represented in Yosef. Yosef is Yisod. He represents the connection. The desire, the type for Torah, comes from Yosef. There's two bechinas, there's two types of Torah. There's Torah's ha-nigla, Torah's ha-pilpule halachas, that's connected Yehuda. And there's Torah's ha-nista, Kabbalah, and agaritas, that's connected Yosef. Right? There's the dveikus, we use our taivas to have a taiva to Hashem, to have a desire towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That comes from agaritas. And that's why the Arizal, who was going to Mashiach ben Yosef, and Teres HaKabbalah comes from Davka Yosef. That's why Yosef, you understand, we just passed Hanukkah. Teres HaKabbalah, according to the Chasam Sofer, was Mitgale, was revealed on Hanukkah, right? And that's Bechinas Yosef. That's why we have the parashas of Yosef in the bowl, right? That's why the halachas of Shabbos, the halachas of Hanukkah, right? The halachas of Hanukkah come when, and in the middle of the halacha of Hanukkah, you have this halacha of this Gemara of Yosef being in the bowl. Right, a bor reik ein bo mayim. Okay, it's explained that the bor reik ein bo mayim is the Yevonim wants to remove the mayim, which is ein mayim in the Torah. Nechoshim v'akrovim. You remove the person from Torah, what do you have? You have just as Yetzirah, which is nechoshim v'akrovim. The way to come through Torah to fight, this we spoke about, fight Chochmas Yavon, was through Torah Sakavala, through the desire for Torah, the uplifting of Torah, the chuk of Torah. So those are two aspects of Torah. Torah of Eish, which a person who has that tchuna, he should be learning Pilpule Halachas, and the Torah of Mayim, right? Which is the Torah of Dveikus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, of learning agaritas, learning pnimis Torah, right? Now, no one has only one thing. And obviously, you know, you have both aspects. The question is, which pulls a person? Both bechinas, both types of learning are valid and are a way to learn. So now you understand why Torah is Eish, why Torah is Mayim? Clear? Eli? Make sense now? Okay, now we'll go back to our Gemara. So we're saying that on his right hand, he has Torah, and on his left hand, he has Uzo, his strength. Now, when you look at hands, can a person do with one hand, just his right hand, the same as you can do with both hands? If you want to lift something up, you need both hands. Both hands have to work together. For balance, you need both hands, right? Can you imagine being a tightrope, walking without just one hand? It would be very hard. You don't have balance. So we see, straight away from the Gemara, that the Nimshal, the Moshal of the Gemara, which is taking Torah in your right hand and Tefillin in your left hand, that they're connected. Torah and Tefillin are connected. Right?
Tefillin is a byproduct of Torah.
It's the left hand of the right hand of Torah. It's a left hand of the right hand. What does the left hand help the right hand? It makes the right hand stronger. It gives it balance. Right? So we have to understand now what tefillin are. We understand what Torah is. We understand we're learning Ratzon Hashem. What's tefillin? You put this black box there. What's tefillin? We're learning it's the left hand. The left hand of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Torah is the right hand and tefillin is the left hand. Right? Okay, so we're not going to deal with that now. We're going to go into it and we're going to get out from the Gemara. What is tefillin? We'll see what it does to us. So it says, okay. Uminayin, and how do we know? Sorry. Ubezrua uzo elu tefillin shenema Hashem oz lamo yitin. Hashem gives strength to his people. So again, we see that tefillin is oz. The strength to his people is given through tefillin. When we wear tefillin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that strength, that represents the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're talking about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears, try to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates us, gives us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Hashpa, Kivyachol from Him, influence from Him. That means, if there's a right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from His right hand comes His Torah, from His left hand comes His influence of Tefillin. You understand what I'm saying? Make sense to you? Don't understand what I'm saying? His influence. His influence. We speak about Kodesh Baruch Hu Kivyachol as he's a man. Obviously he's not a man. But we have to speak in a Lashon that we can understand. Yes? We can't speak in something that we can't understand.
So we're speaking as,
so we're saying Kivyachol, if we think of a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a man, on his right hand represents his Torah. That means his strength of his right hand represents his Torah, and the strength of his left hand represents his tefillin. Yeah? Okay. So that means there's something, and we're calling his left hand strength. That means tefillin, Hashem oz lamo yitein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us strength through his tefillin. That means somehow our tefillin represents strength. We're getting some strength from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm just trying to explain to you the Gemara as we go along. So I don't want to give you like the full answer now. As we go into it, I want to show you how you develop the Agarata. The Agarata says, like learning a sugya. Why it says this, how it says that. You understand? Okay. Okay. It says like this.
Put it down. It's in this bureau.
Okay. So it goes like this. It goes like this. Then you go weiter. Uminayin sha tefillin oz hem li Yisrael. So the Gemara goes on. How do you know that tefillin is oz to Yisrael? How do you know it's strength? You guys are looking inside. Dichtiv. As it said in the pasuk, "V'ra'u kol ame ha'aretz," and we see kol ame ha'aretz, all the peoples of the land, "ki shem Hashem nikra alecha," that the name of God is called upon you, "v'yir'u mimcha," and they will be frightened from you. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives strength to his people. What's the strength? That all the peoples of the land will be fearful from you, right? There's a very famous story of the Gaon. The Gaon of Vilna, he wore tefillin the whole time. I mean, Mikra Din, that's what we should be doing. We're tefillin something that a Jew wears all the time. That could be a reason why the Goyim thought we had horns. God knows, but could be. Tefillin is something that a Jew used to wear all the time. Nowadays, we don't have a clean goof, we don't have a clean body, so we can't wear tefillin the whole time. But Mikra Din, really, we should be wearing tefillin the whole time.
When was it no longer the case?
I don't know. It's a long time. There are people. Zilver.
So we clean after one stand.
Yeah, well, not the whole day. We don't. Huh?
Steer.
Huh?
Steer. Once you wear one stand.
No. For a short period of time during davening. So yeah, but not for the whole time. Anyway, that's. I'm not going into the halachas. Why? Now, according to this, the Gaon went on a carriage, and it was mitkayim by him this posel. Kolam ha'aretz were fearful of him. Nothing happened to him. He said, how comes the goyim didn't, stop the carriage or cause problems for you? So he says, I had tefillin in my head. And he said this posel. So these other people did it. And he says, it didn't work. It didn't happen. So he says, no. Look at the posel. Look what the posel says. The posel says, It says it is. V'tanya, Rabbi Ezra God, that was the next part of the Gemara, says, Rabbi Ezra God, Omer, Eilu tefillin shebarosh. These are tefillin in your head. Not tefillin on your head, said the girl. You need tefillin in your head. So we're learning from that, that if you wear tefillin properly, the tefillin have an influence that becomes tefillin in your head. What's this tefillin in your head? Now all of a sudden you notice the Gemara goes from God's left hand to tefillin on our heads. Why tefillin on our heads? Doesn't go to the tefillin on our left hand. Why tefillin on our heads? So it's actually brought down in Sfarim Kedoshim. It's actually brought down the tefillin, right? The real tefillin is on the head. Our tefillin on our hands is really tefillin on the head. I mean, I don't want to explain this now, but the only real tefillin is tefillin on your head. Tefillin against our hearts to a certain extent is the female tefillin. Because the heart is, there's a lave of a person. The feelings of a person is more associated with the female. So the tefillin on our hearts, which is connected to our hands, is really the tefillin on the head of the female. The tefillin on our heads is the head of the tefillin of the male. But this is the male tefillin, this is a female tefillin. Whatever, okay, not more than that, I can't explain. Right? But the real tefillin is tefillin on the head. So you see from the Gemara only associates tefillin with tefillin over the head. Because that's the main tefillin. Really, there's no other tefillin. The only tefillin is tefillin over the head. Okay. Amalei Rav Nachman. You understand me? It makes sense? You don't make sense what I'm saying.
How do they... I don't understand their proof to show that. When they say, Menayim Shad Tefillin Oos, how is the next pasuk proof that Tefillin is Oos?
So it says, V'ru kol amei aretz, kishem Hashem nikra alecha. You have strength. V'yir'u mimcha. What's Oos? Well, if you're strong, people are frightened of you. And you know, a normal person, he's a big birion, right? He's a big, hefty guy. People are frightened of you. Yeah, so if you have Oos, if Kodesh Baruch gives you Oos, people are going to be frightened of you.
So it's kishem Hashem nikra alecha, that's
Tefillin. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a really good point. I forgot to mention it. So Tefillin also represents kishem Hashem nikra alecha. That God's name is called upon you. Shem Hashem. If you notice, it's very important. If you notice all the tefillin, right? Well, the tefillin, it's represents Shem Havaya. It's the Yud Kei Vav Kei represented in the tefillin. Okay, whatever. We'll get to it. Bezer Hashem. V'tanya Reb Eliezer HaGadol. And Reb Eliezer HaGadol taught us from a brisa. Eilu tefillin sheberosh. Amar Reb Nachum ba Yitzchak. Reb Chiya ba Avin. Hani tefillin de Mari Alma. These tefillin of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mari Alma, how do you call it? The master of the world. Right? Ma ketibu. What's written in them? Amalei, he says to him, Mi ka'amchi Yisrael. Who is like you, the Jewish people? Right? Goy echad ba'aretz. One nation in the land. Umi mishtabach kutsh b'rich b'shevchai v'Yisrael. Who is praised, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the praises of Yisrael? I mean, does it make sense? The Kodesh Baruch Hu's tefillin has Mi Kam Yisrael. That the praise of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the praise of Klal Yisrael. In yes, says the Gemara. Diktiv et Hashem he'emarta ayom v'Hashem he'emircha ayom. Right? Amalehem. Right. So this is the bris that we made with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a reciprocal relationship. Right? Amalehem Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Atem you. Asituni, make me chativa achad ba'ora, make me a unity in the world. Vani esedchem chativa achad ba'olam, and I'll make you also unity in the world. Atem asituni chativa achad ba'olam, you make me a unity in the world, one group, one chativa, one group in the world. Shneema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right, that's what's in our tefillin. That there's a unity of God in the world. That's what we wear, i.e., the tefillin that we wear is what? Is the process of making unity of God in the world. V'ani esedchem chativ echad ba'olam. And I'll make you also chativ echad ba'olam. Shneema. Mi kamchi Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Who's like my people? One nation in the world. So you, by making me a chativ echad, by serving one God and seeing the unity of God in the world, right? And can you read, that's what tefillin does. I also wear tefillin that you are one nation in the world. So it's very interesting. Amalei Rav Ach Barei Rava Rav Ashi Tinech Chad Beitin. So we know what one. You know we have four houses in our tefillin. One house. B'Shabbat in Mai. What about the other houses? We have four houses, right? Ki mi goy gadol. Who is this great nation? Mi goy gadol. Umi goy gadol. Who is that great nation? Vashrecha Yisrael, happy are the Jewish people. Oh, Hanis Elokim, the Tetcha Elyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests you to give you Elyon, to give you, how do you say Elyon? Height, yeah. Right? Ihachi, if this is so, Nafishi Lehu, there's more than one, right? Tuvi Batim, there's more than one, four Batim. Ela, Ki mi goy gadol or mi goy gadol, the damin hadari, they're similar because they're praising the godless, the greatness of the Jewish people. The sim bechad beta in one house. Ashrecha Yisrael, happy the Jewish people. Mi amcha Yisrael bechad beta, right? They also or hanisa elokim bechad beta is in one house. Uletetcha elyon bechad beta, right? Is in another house. V'kulu ketivei and all of them written. Ba Adre on his left hand. Okay, end of the Galata. Ba Baitechad in one hand, right? Because in the house, in the hand, it's all of them put together. Right? And we know it after. Okay, so now let's go back to Gemara and try and understand it. So first of all, who reads Kaddish every day?
What?
You know, after we put on tefillin, we read certain psukim.
No.
Okay, all right. So what it says? Huh? But Kaddish
Li? You read what's in the actual tefillin.
Yeah, those two parashas which are in the tefillin. Right. Right. Okay, very good. Now, what's written? Very good. Okay. All right. Now, what happens? What says in the psukim? Rabbeinu Yehuda brings. Now, the Rishonim don't bring. Huh? Sorry? Yeah, but yeah. You're right. But. What Rabbeinu Yehuda is not it's rare that Rishonim speak out tamim of mitzvahs, certainly in halacha. Talmid Rabbeinu Yehuda explains what's the tam of tefillin, what's the reasoning behind tefillin. It's a pasuk in the Torah he brings.
Here, does it?
Yeah, in Brachos, yeah. It says, what's the tam of tefillin? What's the purpose of tefillin? Leman tiyei teres Hashem b'ficha. In order that the words of God will be on your mouth. The words of Torah will be on your mouth. That's what tefillin are. To put the words of Torah in your mouth. That means tefillin is a hechsher, is a helper to Torah. Tefillin brings the Torah onto your mouth. Why onto your mouth? Why into your mind? It's also good. Tefillin is helping us to express our Torah. If you have a right hand, you have strength. Your right hand is your main strength. But if you can't lift up that box with just the right hand, you might have the strength to lift it up, but you need your left hand so you can balance to lift it up. Right? Or even if you want to balance, right? Whatever it is, even though your strength's in your right hand, right? I mean, if you're a boxer, right? I'm sure you punch with your right hand. You still need your left hand to defend or something, right? I don't know why you use it. In stomach, right? Yeah? You need both hands. I mean, I'm not saying that's... Yeah? Right? Physically, you need both hands. You can't just work. A human being, you sit, put your left hand behind yourself. Let's try using. You realize how much you need your left hand. You go pick up your food, right? Even just picking up it is awkward. And sometimes you want to hold it with the left hand. Sometimes you want to balance it. Sometimes just for your own balance. So, for the right hand to have full expression, for the Torah to have full expression, we need a left hand. Tefillin is leman tiyei teres Hashem b'ficha on your mouths. That the tefillin gives the Torah that you learn an expression. Now we all know when we say in our daily prayers, what do you say? We have two tefillin. Remember we were saying that tefillin there's two. There's the mind and the heart. When we put on our tefillin on our heads, what do you say? That the seat of the neshama, the seat of our soul, is in our heads. That we're mishabed. How do you say mishabed? We make servitude. So could we serve?
We
make ourselves servants to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that all our thoughts are meshubed, are in servitude to Kodesh Baruch Hu, against our hearts, which is the place of our thoughts, right? That all our feelings should be in servitude to Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? So our thoughts and our feelings should be in servitude to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And tefillin is an ot, it's a sign. What's a sign? It's a sign that we're an eved of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a sign of avdus. It's a sign of servitude, complete servitude to Kodesh Baruch Hu.
For
the wearers. And what are we saying here? You make me a chativa achad. You make me a unity in this world, and I'll make you a unity in the upper worlds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wearing Mi Kam Chisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. The purpose of Tefillin is what? That if we are completely meshabed ourselves, we're complete servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we become complete servants, that our minds, our thoughts, and our feelings are completely in servitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the concept of Tefillin. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? That you should, and then, you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillin represent what? That helping us, that our complete selves represents that unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we do that, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu wear? Tefillin that represents the unity of Klal Yisrael. So the purpose of Tefillin is to bring unity into the world. The unity of God into the world, and mimele the unity of the Jewish people, because they're the same. What does it mean to be one people? I think it was last week's parasha. Yeah, it was last week's parasha. Shivim nefesh yardu l'mitzrayim. I think there's a Rashi there. Last week's parasha, the Rashi says Shivim nefesh by Yaakov, and by Esav he says nefashos. Right? Why by Yaakov he says nefesh? Because they're all serving one God. They were all one rotzen. It was all one purpose. When we are all serving one God, the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we become one people. Chativa Achad. So the unity of the Jewish people and the unity of serving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one thing. It's very interesting. The Arizal, right? For Shacharis, what do you say is a prerequisite for Shacharis? Before we daven, what mitzvah should we have in our minds? No? What mitzvah? What mitzvah? When you go to daven, what mitzvah? You think, Avos Hashem, right? Yiras Hashem. Vavterecha. Oh, Vavterecha. No. It doesn't say Avos Hashem. It says Vavterecha Kamocha. What is Vavterecha Kamocha? You're davening now. You're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to think about your friend now? Who are you davening for? Who are you davening for? Everything's plural in our tefillah. We're not davening for ourselves. Vavterecha Kamocha. There's a Ramban in the Chumash, and maybe because the Ramban is the only place we can really mimic Chayav Mitzvah after Recha Kamocha. The Ramban's answer, Kasha, says you have Chayecha Kodmin. Your life is friend. Your life is first over your friend, right? So say, how can you mimic Chayav after Recha Kamocha? How can you ever love your friend more, like yourself? Your life is always first. If there's two pieces of cake and you're hungry and one piece of cake and you're hungry and he's hungry, you're allowed to take the piece of cake for yourself, right? He's not dying. He always wants a piece of cake. There's only one piece of cake. Doesn't mean you don't rush for it, right? Doesn't mean Mikra Din. You know, you can share it. It's all right. That's Mikra Din. You know, you can share it. You know, but Mikra Din Chayecha Kodmi. We're speaking about Mikra Din. So where do you have the mitzvah after Recha Kamocha? So the Ramban says that you shouldn't have kina. You shouldn't have jealousy in your heart. It's a feeling. According to the Ramban, after Recha Kamocha is a feeling. You shouldn't have jealousy in your heart for any Jew. You should want for him as much as he can get. You should want for him all the good things. So when we say V'after Recha Kamocha before our davening, and we're going to daven, we're davening for the whole of Klal Yisrael. We want for the whole of Klal Yisrael and the people around us that we know all the goodness. That's what davening's about. Davening's to unify the Jewish people. And that's why we wear tefillin when we daven. That unification. How do we unify with the Jewish people? I'm an Eved. You're an Eved. He's an Eved. You put your mama, the green on. How you call it? The army uniform. That's our army uniform, right? The tefillin's our army uniform. We're all serving a God. We're all saying, my heart and my mind is in service of God. And how do we do that? To unify the Jewish people after Recha Kamocha. Now we know. That's what tefillin is. Tefillin, that's what we're doing. And then Meila, when we all want to give that expression to serve God, then what do we want to do? That brings Leman Tehiyeh Torah Hashem Beficha. That brings the will of God, our Torah, which we're learning, which is in our minds, that brings it down to our hearts. The tefillin Shel Rosh and the tefillin Shel Yad are connected. Right? We all know the Tefillin Shel Rosh has a shin, has a dalet, right? At the back, the shin on the head, a dalet behind it, and where's the yud? on the hand. Without the yud, it's not a Shem Hashem. Chas v'shalom, without the yud, it's something else completely. It's Shin Dalet, I don't even say it. With the yud, it's a Shem Hashem. If the mind is connecting to your lev, you have Shem Hashem. You have the words of God. If your mind and your emotions are not connected, it's something very bad. It's a Shin Dalet. It's a shade. It's a demon. It's a. I'm not saying that's a pshat. I'm just saying it's something. Disconnection. That's Esav. Esav's head was in Maaseh Machpelah. Tefillin is to bring that Torah out. L'mad ha'Torah shebeficha, to be the expression of our Torah. The Kabbalists explain more. They explain that the tefillin actually represents. It's like a neshama boost. We're bringing in our neshama into our guf. We're bringing it into our guf. It becomes part of us. It's like you get a, you know, like we wake up in the morning, you have your vitamins, right? You have your spiritual vitamins. Tefillin's our spiritual vitamins. It keeps us going the whole day. Vitamins, I'm sorry. An American audience, excuse me, yeah. Vitamins, I know. Excuse me, those Americans, please don't be insulted.
You know.
Right, you know. We've forgotten that you were a colony once. It's all right. Okay.
But we won the war, Rabbi.
Okay, all right. It's history. We always go, you know, Judaism, we always go by the Shorashim. We go, you know, back to Har Sinai. So you have to know where you came from. No, just checking. All right. So, now, let's go back. Let's understand more. So it says, now, why does this bring fear? Why, when a person puts tefillin in his head, what does it mean to put tefillin in his head? So it causes the nations of the world to fear you. Remember yesterday we were learning? Anyone who's mechabit Torah, who honors Torah, right? So gufa mechubad al abrias. Mina Shemayim Rabbeinu Yonah says, gufa mechubad al abrias. What does it mean to be mechabit Torah? So you say, you don't sit, you know what you're learning. You don't sit with a Sifrei Torah, you don't put them on the floor, chas v'shalom, right? You're mechabit talmidei chachamim, the lomdeha, the people who learn Torah.
You don't sit with them.
No, you can't. Say you have a bench, you can't put them on the same place where the bench is, or you can't. You know, you can't use them as a bookmark, right? It's a Torah. It's a Torah. It's something which is kedusha. So, what does it mean that when you're putting on tefillin, right? That it gives you oz, it gives you and Amei Haaretz are fearing for you. Why is that? When your Torah is a Torah of expression, that's a Torah of Yirat Shamayim. When a person has Yirat Shamayim, mimeila people fear him. The Gemara says, it's also Gemara Brachos. Gemara says, if a person, right, has Yirat Shamayim, people listen to him. People accept his words. It's not because he's controlling. People think they control other people by, you know, by being overbearing and controlling of other people and by manipulation. The best way to control a person is to control yourself. If you have control of yourself, mimele people will listen to you. Yirat Shamayim means when your thoughts, your Torah thoughts, and your heart are expressed in expression to Hashem. When that has full expression, it's an expression to Hashem, you have Yirat Shamayim. Right? And then mimele other people will listen to you. Other people will fear from you. It doesn't mean fear in the sense that they're frightened of you. It means fear that nothing will happen to you. They see who you are. They see that you're something special. That's what tefillin berosh is. That's a tefillin in your head. When you have tefillin in your head, that means you're living with those tefillin. That means always Torah Hashem b'ficha. Always the words of Torah is on your lips. Always the Torah is what you're expressing. That's how we do it. How do we do that? Surprisingly, it has to be done when we bring achdus into the world, unity into the world. People think, you know, I can be ben adam lemakom. I can be my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu can be great. You know, I eat the burnt matzahs. I'll have the, you know, like I have all the chumras. But ben adam lechavero, it's like missing. It's like missing. It doesn't work that way. Here, the Gemara is telling you, tefillin comes when you make Klal Yisrael become a chativa achad, where they become a unity. If there's an argument in Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael aren't a unity. If you have a problem with your fellow Jew, you don't have a unity. That means you're not wearing tefillin. There's something missing in your tefillin. Is there some person you have an argument with, there's something missing in your tefillin? You have apostle tefillin. It's not the tefillin you wear outside your head, but tefillin in your head, apostle. There's no unity of Kodesh, because the unity of Kodesh Baruch Hu represents the unity of the Jewish people. It's a tznai to tefillin. That's why we mekabel upon ourselves as a haftarach kamocha. It's a tznai to tefillah. It's a tznai to tefillin. It's a tznai to Torah. Before we receive the Torah of it, Rashi brings a midrash. It's a Gemara on Shabbos, right? V'yichan sham tachataha, and they dwell there underneath. Dwell, it says, like the unity. Ke'ish echad b'leiv echad, like one person with one heart to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you have one heart to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the unity of Klal Yisrael is a tonight, it's a condition for Torah. We sometimes, you know, it's very easy, you know, you sit in yeshiva and you learn about what you have to do. Very little we learn about how we have to behave with our fellow Jew. We don't learn the laws of Lashon Hara, we don't learn the laws of Vatar Kamocha, because we live between the two of us, right? I mean, the laws of Lashon Hara you have to learn, right? The detail. But the laws of Vatar Kamocha, it's very little, you know? I mean, you could go through situations and think about it, but most of the laws, the Midas, why did we have a Shulchan Aruch written about Midas? Because it's something simple that a person will work out for himself. We have rules. What's hatred to you, don't do to your friend. But they're very simple. If we work things out, we think, would I like it if, say, I was in such a situation, someone did it to me? We could easily answer that question now. So how do I behave with my friend? It's an easy question. Everyone can answer that. The question is, do we ask that question to ourselves? Here we have to realize that the way you bring unity to Klal Yisrael is with Ahavta Rechav Kamocha, to love your neighbor as yourself. And only then you can have real Yirat Shamayim. Only then you can have Tefillin Berosh. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Only then you can have Torah Hashem Beficha. Only then the Torah is expressed. Because as long as there's problems between you and your fellow man, you're not expressing fully Torah. It's something else. It's Chochmah. It's not really Torah. There's a missing your Torah. You could be learning Shtaik. You could be doing 15 hours Gemara learning, right? You could be Shvitzing. If your Bein Anu Chaver is problematic, there's a missing in your Torah. It's not Torah. And that Torah won't be Torah Beficha. You won't be wearing the Tefillin Hashem Barosh. There won't be the Yirat Shamayim. We have to realize that that's where Klal Yisrael are different from all other nations and all other teachings. We don't come to yeshiva to become chachamim, to become wise men. We come to yeshiva to become tzaddikim, to become righteous people. Why am I yeshiva? Because I want to learn how to go learn Gemara, and I want to go to a yeshiva, regular yeshiva. That's what you came to yeshiva for? No. A lot of us think that way. No. You come to yeshiva to become a tzaddik. If you're not working on becoming a tzaddik, you came to university. That's a Ramchal, beginning of the Siddur Sharim. This is not a university. I mean, it's called a machad, but okay. It's not a university. This is a yeshiva. In the yeshiva, you learn to become a tzaddik. That means it depends how you eat at lunchtime. If, right, you're learning Torah has to be mashviya how you eat at lunchtime. We all make mistakes. Don't hit yourself if you make a mistake. We all make mistakes. We all have arguments. We all do things wrong. We all, right? Chativa achat. That's what we want to make. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wears in his tefillin. That means that's his rotzen, his deep rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Teres Hashem Beficha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Goy Echad Ba'aretz, that we're one nation. When we're one nation, we also have Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, then there'll be the unity of God in the world. That's how we bring unity. And look, it's Chazal, isn't it? Why we don't have Beis HaMikdash? Because we didn't learn Torah. Gemara in Bar Mitzvah says, we learned Torah. So why do we have Beis HaMikdash? Because they were Dan Al Pi Torah. So the Gemara says, it should be Dan Al Pi Din Al Ka'ot, because the Goyim. No, the Gemara says, they didn't do Lefnim Mishur Sadin. And they didn't, they should have made a Din, they should make a judgment like the Goyim make a judgment. So they kept the Torah law. So no, they didn't go Lefnim Mishur Sadin. They didn't go over the letter of the law. And another Gemara in Yoma says what? The why was Beis HaMikdash? This is, you know. Why is Beis HaMikdash destroyed? The second Beis HaMikdash? Sinat Chilim, because of why? Hatred. Belave. Where's the place of Beis HaMikdash? In the heart of every Jew. If the heart of a Jew has distance from another Jew, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So how these two Gemaras go together? If you live up Pi Torah, even if you're living according to the letter of the law, but you're not going beyond the letter of the law. I can take the whole cake. If the Mishra is saying, share the cake with your friend. Mikodin, you can take the whole cake. Rambam, you can take the whole cake. Chayecha Kodman, your life's first. But there's the Fnim Mishra Sadim. You must care for another person. When we go to Fnim Mishra Sadim, we're not makbid, we're not particular on another person. We don't, din Torah, we don't want to do, right? Like in the Western world, the concept of a Beis Din is a concept of justice. Justice and order. That's not a Jewish concept. The concept of basis is to make shalom. The Gemara has a halamina. The Gemara in Brachos has a halamina. You might have thought that when judges sit in Paskan din shalom ba'almahu, it's a halacha of peace. Kamashra, no, it's also Torah. But it's peace. The purpose of basis is to make peace. Emes, Rabbeinu Yonah says, is shalom. It's peace. That's the purpose of basis. That's what we're missing. That's why we don't have basis in English. Our hearts have sin, our hearts have distance from our fellow Jew. So we don't have tefillin on our hearts, and we don't have tefillin on our head, in our heads, in our hearts and in our heads. That's what's missing. So when we work on making ourselves chativa achad, then only then we have Torah Hashem Beficha. Only then we wear tefillin in our heads. That's what tefillin is. That's why we have the mitzvah after Recha Kamocha every morning to remind us we still are far from that. And what's tefillah against? The korbanos of the Beis HaMikdash. Why don't we have Beis HaMikdash? Because we don't have it. It's a chisaron in that mitzvah. It's a mistake in that mitzvah. Tefillah is connected to the korbanos. You understand? It's one thing. Judaism is not an intellectual pursuit. It's not an intellectual pursuit. It's a pursuit for every single Jew. A simple Jew, a clever Jew, a mediocre Jew, doesn't make a difference. Judaism is to make you into a tzaddik. Whatever you can learn, you have to bring it out into your lives. If you have a bigger head, expect more to bring out, if you can know more. There's a bigger tefillah on you when you go to Shemayim. Hey, this is the Torah you know? Where's it expressed? The first question they ask you, where do you learn Torah? And then what is it? Is your masa v'matna good? Is your behaving with other people in comparison to your Torah learning? Torah is not university. We're not university here. Right? You understand what I'm saying? And then when we live with the Torah, when the Torah becomes beficha in our mouths and in our hearts and in our minds, and we're expressing Rotzon Hashem, then we'll have to fit in our heads. This is also in our heads and in our hearts, not on our hearts. Not on our hands. That's tefillin. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be wearing those tefillin. Then they won't be there, there'll be kosher tefillin in his head. And then B'zal Hashem, we have the Metzias of Beis HaMikdash. Hey Rabbi Aminu Amen. Okay?
Does God.
No!
Now that we don't wear tefillin all day, does God also not wear tefillin all day?
At some point.
Because it's connected.
God, unfortunately, doesn't have a problem.